It's one very large and empty house. It's what some call the big house. But this historic and currently empty place could soon be changing. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgroLiquid, and we like it that way. AgroLiquid.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
As Gene Payton explains, what once was the largest lodging in Fort Madison, Iowa, is now home to no residents.
The older structure, the one that is 170-some years old, hasn't been being used for a few years. And the reason being is, according to modern standards, it wasn't inhabitable.
The place she's referring to is the old penitentiary in town. But those historic structures, some of which date to before Iowa was even a state, are still standing. There's a reason behind that.
We're trying to work with the state of Iowa, Department of Corrections, and the community as a whole to figure out how to sustain and repurpose these old structures.
The complex is large and can be used for a number of purposes, so they don't have to settle on just one. However, there is one idea that will most likely be in the old pen's future.
The plan at some point in time is to use the areas within the walls, which some of the walls themselves are 170-some years old, to figure out a way to make it self-sustaining, where it would be probably greeting visitors. We'd be setting together some kind of tour concept in the older parts.
It's a concept that has worked in other states. Gene says the American public seems to simply want to know more.
The nation as a whole has kind of a fascination with these kind of institutions, something we definitely do not want to be incarcerated in, but it's kind of like that unknown concept, the history, what happened in there.
For now, the plans are still just on the drawing board. But soon, the general public may just get to venture inside the walls once meant to separate the lawless from the lawful. Traveling the countryside in Fort Madison, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.